Grace to you and peace from God our Father through our Lord and our Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. It's no secret. Life is a struggle. At least, I've never met a person that hasn't struggled in some way, shape, or form through their life. For instance, I do struggle. It's nice to finally see the sun. I just wish it would stay out more than 2 hours a day. I struggle with depression and anxiety, among other things. And so I know that many of you struggle through life. You struggle through your marriage, with your family. You struggle with yourself. You struggle with the loss of a loved one, a friend. Some of you may struggle with addictions of many kinds. It's no surprise that we struggle because of sin that corrupts this universe. We are depressed, we struggle, and we wonder to God, what is going on? We wonder if he really has the reins, that he is really the almighty God that we say that he is. We wonder if we're not right and that he is wrong. Now that is a prevalent philosophy and theology in this world, that we can define our own existence, our own reality, and our own morality. This option of self-definement has one flaw, because it's based on how I feel about something, what I think about things. The problem is that you and I know that the law has been written on our hearts. Conscience is proof of that, and it convicts us. Convicts us of our sin. And it continues to tell us that we are worth nothing. There's a song by the band named Linkin Park called In the End. And in that song, whoever wrote it, well, they struggle with the conscience. They sing, I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. So that is what the law tells us, that we are incapable of doing anything worthwhile because of our sin. We learn through God's word that in the end, whatever we do, whatever we accomplish, whatever we think, say, or do, doesn't matter. Because we are tainted with sin. You see, our heart condemns us. It tells us that we are worth nothing, that we are incapable of actually doing anything on our own. That in the end, it doesn't even matter. And so as our heart continually convicts us, we find out that there is more that we have not done. In fact, we start to make different Christs, new Christs. We become like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, in which we write our own laws so that we can fulfill them. In the end, even those don't even matter. There's another song by the group called Perfect Circle. The song is entitled, appropriately, The Doomed. But in the refrain, they say this. Behold a new Christ. Behold the same old horde. gather at the altering, new beginning, new word. And the word was death. And the word was without light. The new beatitude, good luck, you're on your own. That is what the law speaks to us on our hearts. And so even these two examples shows us that we should not be surprised when bad things happen. In fact, the lead singer to Linkin Park would eventually commit suicide because he was without hope. And it is a dark place to be in when you have no hope. It's a dark place. And you think that it is rather easier to take your own life than live. It shows us that something is wrong. That God's creation is fallen and sinful. And so again, our heart will condemn us. For again, the law is written on our hearts. And it seems that our heart has the last word. And that we remain lost. That we are on our own. However, in our text for today from 1 John chapter 3, we have a hope. Because St. John writes, whenever your heart condemns us, God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Yes, God is greater than your heart. God is greater than what you think. All the guilt and shame you feel. All the sin that corrupts. It is greater than any addiction. It is greater than what anybody else says about you. It's even greater than what you think and say about yourself. For that is God's truth. That he is greater than all these things. And that because of this, he has given you a way of peace. And that it is through Christ. You see, what God really wants for us is not to live in the shame and the guilt, to live in the darkness, but in his marvelous light. That is why St. John writes, "Beloved, if your heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God." See, God's will is for your life is to live in the assurance of the forgiveness of your sins, to live in the assurance of eternal life, to have the sure and certain hope of life eternal. You see, even now he gives you peace. As Pastor Hemingway talked about last week, that peace which surpasses all human understanding. With it, we can guard our hearts and our minds with Christ Jesus. For in that peace, we see blood shed, a body given. With that peace, we live a new life. That's why God has given you your baptism, as that sign that he has kept his promise and that he will never leave you nor forsake you. That is how great God is. That in a world of chaos and darkness, there is light and peace. That is God's promise to you. You see, as God is greater than your thoughts, your actions, your guilt, your shame, your sin, when we try to self-define ourselves, we find that God has actually defined us. You see, God defines you through Christ's shed blood. Christ defines you as a baptized child, that you are his child, that you are born into him, that you are a redeemed person, that once you were lost and condemned, but that you have now obtained eternal life already through Christ. In Christ, God provides you with the assurance that you are forgiven, that you are righteous before your Father. That is God's will for your life. and he loves to give it to you. For he abounds in grace and mercy. And this is why he has given you this place here, where you listen, where the pastor, your pastor, has told you that through Christ your sins are forgiven. That's why he gives you his body and blood to eat and drink as often as you can get it, for the peace of your conscience, to bring peace to your heart, bring peace to your life, to bring that assurance into the forefront that when we do fall, for we are sinners, that in the Father's sight, however, we are not fallen, but lifted up, that we are redeemed, that we are his and nobody else's. That is God's will and promise to you this day, dear brothers and sisters, that you have peace, that God is greater than all the world through all the fallenness, and that he knows everything. The one thing he knows for sure is that he sent his one and only Son for you, to forgive you, to declare you righteous. Do not worry about this life, for this life is nothing compared to the one to come. It is much grander, much greater than what we have now. And so live with that sure and certain hope that you can live in peace and purity forever. That is how God sees you now. In Jesus' name, amen. And so now with that same peace that does surpass all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds with Christ Jesus, your Lord, your life and your salvation. Amen.